Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 1. Psalm 1, Evergreen Christians. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The secret of this prosperity is meditation in the law of God. To meditate in the law of God day and night is not simply to have certain fixed hours for devotion, nor is it simply to desire greatly to get away from business, in order to think. Meditation, at least in the sense that it is here used, does not necessarily imply solitude. It is certain that it does not here, for the meditation is to be continued day and night, and God does not want men to be hermits. The life of a monk does not furnish the best opportunities for holiness, as many have testified from experience. One great reason why is that those who shun the society of their fellow men are shirking duty that God has laid upon them. If a man has light, he is to let it shine to the glory of God. It is the very essence of selfishness for a man to go off and live by himself in some solitary place, in order that he may perfect holiness, and not be contaminated by evil companionship, and such a one always reaps the reward of his selfishness, in that he has the worst possible constant companion. No man can get away from himself by going into the woods to live. Meditation is not communion with self. The person who thinks about himself very much will not make advancement in the Christian life. There is only one to whom the Christian should look, and that is Jesus. When a person shuts himself up to himself, he is apt to exclude everything else. While secret devotion and meditation are necessary, if one's meditation is confined to his hours of privacy, he will not grow as a tree. David furnishes a good commentary upon his own words in this psalm when he says, "Princes also did sit and speak against me, but your servant did meditate in your statutes." Ridicule and abuse could not affect such a man, for he would be deaf to it. His mind is absorbed in something else. Meditation in the law does not mean simply thinking about the words of the Ten Commandments. There is more to the law of God than what appears on the surface. The law is spiritual. That person alone properly meditates in it whose eyes have been opened to behold wondrous things in it, and who has hid it in his heart. His sole thought is, "How can I live to the glory of God?" He binds the law upon his hand and his head, as well as in his heart, so that his thoughts and his acts will naturally grow out of it. The one question that he will ask is this right? Will it be pleasing to God? And the law of God in all its breadth, as exhibited in the life of Christ, will be that to which he will look for an answer. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." The word here rendered rivers is not the ordinary word for river. It is a word that signifies division, and seems to refer, not to a river itself, but to the different streams into which a river is divided for irrigating purposes. Canals of water would more properly express the idea. It is not simply a tree on the bank of a river, but a fruit tree in a thoroughly watered soil. Those who have seen the luxuriance of vegetation in a country where irrigation is carried on can better understand the figure. "He shall be like a tree." Constant growth is one of the characteristics of a tree. If it lives 1,000 years, it grows every year. Each year of its life will see a circle added to it. It does not lose this year all that it gained last year, but it keeps all that it gains and adds more. Only such growth as that is Christian growth. The true Christian life is continual advancement. Says the psalmist, of those who at last will appear in Zion before God, they go from strength to strength. Nothing else can be represented by the word growth. A tree draws its nourishment from hidden sources. Its roots strike down deep into the earth to take nourishment. All out of sight are the processes of growth, but the foliage and the fruit are open to all beholders. So the Christian whose abundant fruit glorifies God is the one whose life is hid with Christ in God. The promise is that if we pray to God in secret, your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. Men may not know the petitions that are put up to God in secret. They may not know the agonizing cry of the heart and the flesh for the living God, that strong temptation may be resisted. Even while the individual is mingling with others in the discharge of his duty, they can see only the fruit that is born. We cannot see the tree grow, we see only the result of its growing. His leaf also shall not wither. Many professors are like the grain that fell where there was not much earth. It sprang up quickly, but as soon as the heat came it withered. They are full of zeal for a time, but when actual conflicts come, they become discouraged. But the true Christian doesn't wither. No matter how fiercely the sun beats down on the tree that stands in irrigated soil, its leaves are always green. Its roots take up moisture continually. So the one in whose heart is the law of God, who delights in it and meditates in it, has a source of continual freshness. He feeds upon the living word and grows thereby. This is the only source of growth. The one who depends on feeling and impulse may make a fair show for a time, but only the one who feeds upon Christ and his words, which are spirit and life, can continue to grow. Whatsoever he does shall prosper, because he will do nothing that the law of the Lord does not prompt. The beauty of the Lord will be upon him, to establish the work of his hands upon him. How much energy is wasted in this life, how many efforts fail, simply because they are misdirected. But he whose strength is in God will not labor in vain. Such shall be called trees of righteousness. That is, their righteousness will be increasing with steady growth, as does a tree, and being the planting of the Lord, they will bring forth fruit, and God will be glorified in their lives.